Here we are with great news. It's time for some good stuff, right, Mike?
Yes, it is.
Okay, hey, ranching, breeding, markets, agriculture, are you interested in all of that? Do you ever wish you had a single source for all of it too? What if I told you Tri-State Livestock News offers all that and more? No need to roam for information. Just you, your coffee, and the latest in livestock news. Sounds good, doesn't it? Stay informed. Stay ahead with Tri-State Livestock News. Visit them online at tsln.com.
St. Patrick's Day is coming up on Sunday. Don't forget to wear your green. And so I have to share something about Ireland, Irish story for you.
There you go. I'm waiting.
Sean. We all know Sean. He's related to Patty.
Yep.
Sean had long heard of the story of a family tradition. It seems that his father, his grandfather, and his great-grandfather had all been able to walk on water on their 18th birthday. On that particular day, they would walk across the lake to their local pub, of course it's Murphy's Bar,
of course,
for their first legal drink. So when Sean's 18th birthday arrived, he and his friend Mick took out a boat, rowed out to the middle of the lake, and Sean stepped out of the boat. He immediately sank, and he nearly drowned. He was only saved by Mick, who managed to pull him back into the boat. Furious and a little bit confused, he went to see his grandmother and said, "Gran, 'tis my 18th birthday, so why can't I walk across the water like my father, my grandfather, and his father before him?"
I bet I know.
Grandma looked deep into Sean's troubled eyes, looked at him with kind, benevolent eyes, and said, "Because they were all born in January and the lake was frozen over. You were born in August, you idiot." Good old grandma.
Yeah, it tells it like it is. I like that. Hey, what about Laughing at Life? Cowgirl Sass and Savvy by Julie Carter. Again, Laughing at Life. As long as we are still drawing a breath, we have the opportunity to keep learning life's lessons, big and small. For myself, I have found out that grasping some of the simple lessons are often the most rewarding. One of those is learning to laugh and laugh in abundance. Laughter is a precious gift. It dissolves anger in the way a summer rain washes the dust from the landscape. It fosters friendship and dilutes hostility. Medical science says laughter helps the healing process. A willingness to laugh is the first step to the joy of laughter. Seeing humor in situations may take practice for some. For others, it is an art. I laugh at myself as much as I laugh at anyone or anything. Sometimes I'm the only one who thinks I'm funny, but that too makes me laugh. Knowing the difference between a mishap and a catastrophe is important, as is understanding that likely you can do nothing about either except pick up the pieces. Your choice is to laugh about it or grumble. Choose laughter. Almost every situation benefits from the application of laughter. People take themselves way too seriously, looking for perfection, a way to be indispensable, and in complete control. They set themselves up for a life of stress and failure. Self-appointed superintendents of the world work way too hard at jobs they will never get to complete. I have friends who make me laugh. I laugh with them, at them, and we all laugh at almost everything. Nostalgia isn't what it used to be, and so if I keep friends who remember more differently than I do, there is a never-ending series of topics to laugh at. Success almost always happens in private and failure in full view, so laugh at it. Not one shred of evidence exists in favor of the idea that life is serious. If you smile when things go wrong, people will undoubtedly be assured you have someone in mind to blame. Laughter is contagious. If people nearby aren't laughing with you, they are at least curious about what is making you laugh. They will want some of the same. Euphoria is fleeting at best and needs fed continually to sustain beyond the moment. The skill is not in the emotion, but in the ability to keep it going. You can always find sorrow in the world. Finding joy sometimes takes effort. Make the effort. It might even hurt a little the first time, but crack that smile wide open if you have not yet found something to smile about. It won't be a terminal pain. Surround yourself with people who find joy in life and like to laugh. You will learn to laugh by association. I can promise an addiction to the joy. You will want more of it. Laughter is a gift to be shared. When you have learned to laugh, help someone else that needs to feel the fun. That quick laugh you share with someone today may be the spark of joy that turns his day around. Plan to be spontaneous, even if you wait until tomorrow. Joy comes with no expiration date. Again, that's Julie Carter.
And that is The Good Stuff.